take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. Roll right into the phone calls. To start things out, it is this show about your calls to Francisco in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Francisco.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I am currently at the Foundation for Economic Education. I am sure you know what that is, right?
Yeah, Gardner, I believe Gardner Goldsmith is fairly heavily involved with those guys.
Yeah, he is. I was just talking to the president, and he comes down here fairly often. Anyway, I am.
But do tell. I mean, for those who don't know, and I don't really know that well, what is the Foundation for Economic Education?
Well, it's basically a foundation which specializes in teaching Austrian economics, or why the free market's better than any government-controlled market.
Ah, okay, great.
Yeah.
And why are you there?
Well, they had a Freedom 101 seminar for high school students.
Hmm, cool.
Which consists of 50 high school students, which is basically you have lectures and discussions and that kind of thing. And I signed up, and, well, I'm here. But the interesting thing is that, well, basically they have lectures on why everything would be better privatized.
Okay. And when you say everything, are they really taking on the tough ones like justice and the roads?
There are two professors here that believe in total anarcho-capitalism.
Okay.
And then the rest are basically libertarians that just believe that government should only be here to protect, you know, your property and to catch murderers.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But it's very interesting, and I figured, you know, I was going to try to call in Monday, but I couldn't because Gardner was on the show.
Is it being presented in an easy-to-understand method, or, and I understand it's high schoolers that are the audience, but is it still, like, more of a scholarly sort of a presentation?
It's definitely a scholarly sort of presentation.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good that you're into that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Every speaker has a doctorate and is a college professor.
Got it. So what did you want to share about the whole affair?
Well, what I found interesting is that I found out that Ron Paul got his start on libertarianism here.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I found interesting. I was talking to the president, Dr. Richard Ebeling, and he said that Ron Paul was a very close personal friend of his because he came here and got started on the ideas of freedom here.
Well, that's good to know. Very good.
Yeah.
Is that all you wanted to share?
Yeah, basically, guys.
Have you met any interesting, I mean, your classmates, so-called, are any of them fairly active, interesting people? Are they fairly principled?
As far as I know, two staff members are part of the Free State Projects.
Well, sign the rest up, would you, Francisco?
Not your staff members, but your class members, the other kids, the other 49.
Sign them up.
Well, they're very interesting, and most of them are not activists, but most of them have the ideas of freedom, you know?
So this is more like an egghead thing, like a scholarly get-together than an activism?
Certainly have a way with words, deal.
Well, hey, what else do you want to call them, right? I mean, what else can you say about them?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, you know, everybody here that came here knows about freedom already, and they're just trying to come here to understand economics and how the free market works better.
So then the Foundation for Economic Education, you would say, is not like the first place to go to get a grasp on these things?
No. Well, I guess it depends. They have different seminars. Freedom 101 is the most basic one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were just going to start on, you know, libertarianism, I would say come here.
Okay, great. Francisco, thank you for the recommendation. I think their website is fee.org if you want to go and poke around there. I have honestly yet to go and do that myself, despite the amount of times that Gardner has mentioned it here. Thank you, Francisco. 800-259-9231. You know, we need the book guys out there. We need the scholarly people. They're the ones that come up with the real tangible ideas as far as getting to the marketplace. And then there are people like us, Mark, that are sort of the conduit role. You know, we come across the good ideas, and hopefully we comprehend them appropriately. Yeah,
try to break them down as best we can into
being a
understandable stuff that people
Southern
can get.
Boys from Florida. And then we pass them on to the rest of the world in hopefully easy to understand chunks that they can grasp onto. So it's certainly an important role. And I wonder how many of the scholars are actually activists to boot. I wonder about that, you know? Spend all your time with your nose in books. How much time do you really get out there to press the flesh, so to speak?
Well, and I'm not sure that I don't think that activism is the only way to get things done. I think that one can run for office and or
that's activism.
That's activism. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Activism means doing something like beyond voting.
I see.
And I guess having the their little convention there is, I guess you could consider that activism.
They're certainly working towards freedom, so that sounds like activism.
It's not necessarily directly reaching out and being activist towards those who aren't necessarily already on your side, but I think it would count, nonetheless. 1-800-259-9231, though maybe somebody should go there and poke around a little bit and see if there is some sort of entry-level stuff. I mean, if you're going to call yourself the Foundation for Economic Education, you'd think they'd have some entry-level, easy-to-grasp, understandable things. I know that somebody had recommended to me, I believe it is called, oh gosh, I think it's Economics in One Lesson. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look for the name of it. It's supposed to be a fairly short, easy to understand book, I guess, or short book. Not I don't know if it's as short as a pamphlet, but somewhere in between 100 pages or something like that about economics. Something that any American could put in their hands and come away from with some good, solid, you know, Austrian economic principles. Without having to trudge through. The
trudge
scholarly stuff.
Trudge is pretty much the word that I'd come up with most of the economic stuff that I've dealt with.
I mean, even if it's not economic stuff, even if it's written in that sort of scholarly format, I have a tough time reading it. Maybe it's because I went to government school.
I don't know. Fun.
Yeah, it's not fun to read that stuff. I read, The Machinery of Freedom, which was written by David Friedman, son of what was the guy's name?
Mr. Friedman.
Friedman.
I can't remember his name.
Maybe the real guy's name was David Friedman. Anyway, the son of the
Milton Friedman
guy that died. Milton Friedman. And it was an okay book, and it's one of the ones that a lot of people will point to. Oh, and you want to read something about anarcho-capitalism? You want to read something about the free market? You should read this book. And I have to say I was pretty disappointed with it. It was not... wasn't entertaining.
Palatable.
It was kind of dry, and it was one of those books where, even though I wasn't sleepy, I'd have to go back and read a page over again. I'd have to read through the page. I'd have to go and read it through again just to make sure
What about A Market for Liberty by the Tannenbaum?
So easy. So great.
Yeah.
So that's why I just, as soon as I read and I read The Market for Liberty after I read The Machinery of Freedom.
I see.
And, man, they really nail it in that book, and that is a book that anybody can pick up and just they'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guys that wrote The Market for Liberty, Morris and Linda Tannehill, back in the 70s, they had read all of the scholarly stuff. They had read the Rothbard and the Friedman and all of the, you know, the journals and
Hayek,
all of those guys, you know, and they'd internalized it all, and then they cranked out this 16-chapter book that really just laid it all out. And presented a viable, I think, very viable, believable vision for how the free market world would operate, and which is something that a lot of people ask for. You know, they call our show and say, "You guys are talking about free market courts and free." Well, I mean, I talk about
this. Yes, you are.
You're talking about free market courts and all these other things. It's never going to work. You don't have any real idea what's going to happen. Well, there are some people out there with some pretty good ideas. I try my best to communicate them. The reason I'm not very good at it yet, I think I do an okay job. I think I do a passable job compared to where I was 2 years ago, for instance. But the reason I'm as good as I am is because of The Market for Liberty. And so I am still in the process of turning it into an audio book. I'm hoping to have it done by the end of the summer.
How many chapters have you done?
I've done 4.
Oh, that's pretty good.
If not, it will be the end of the year for sure. So I have it ready for Christmas time, the holiday season. 800-259-9231. Did you hear about George Bush today using his executive privilege?
No.
You're going to love this. I'll explain when we come back. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site are totally free, and some of those features include archives and entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your easy downloading convenience. Totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It is really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live to the phones. He called back as he said he would. It's Jamie Told You So in Kentucky. Jamie, you called at the very end of the show last night, and you really didn't have a chance to get to the point that you wanted to make on the Chris Benoit situation. As you may know, one of the World Wrestling Superstars has been found dead, along with his wife and son. A very tragic story. And, Jamie, you wanted to share your thoughts
with
us.
Jamie has some insight as to how the NWO is involved in.
Oh, really? Okay.
No. This is real, okay? This ain't no storyline. Like McMahon blowing up in his car.
Right. That's just a bunch of nonsense. But McMahon came back a week later.
Even though I believed it for a while, I called the WWE.
Uh-huh.
And I said, is McMahon really dead? And said, you know.
What'd they say?
They said, they didn't say nothing. They said, well, you just have to find out.
Yeah. Watch next week.
Okay. But I have left an interesting call for the WWE.
Okay.
When I called them yesterday. I told them for what they did Monday night. That was good. They gave a tribute to Benoit for over the years for helping McMahon build his company more. Then, Tuesday night on ECW, they had, he said there will be no mention of Benoit after what he found out 26 hours later.
Hmm. About the steroids.
That ain't nothing but hypocritical. If he was a true friend, you know, through and through, that's his family, too. He's saying the same thing about his family.
Well, what are you saying? How's he turning on the wrestler?
I wouldn't doubt him if he's giving him steroids in the back, like he had Hulk Hogan when he slammed Andre the Giant. He gave Hulk Hogan steroids before the match.
So you think the DEA is a little off in investigating his doctor? They should be looking at Vince McMahon instead?
Well, if it comes with DEA, I don't trust them far as I can throw them.
I'm with you on that. But basically what he's saying here is that, you know, day one they had this tribute. Day two they said they're not going to ever talk about the guy again because the allegations about the steroid use came out.
And on a previous newscast a while ago, I heard that another wrestler passed away not too long ago, Sherry Martel.
It doesn't ring a bell with me.
Yeah,
Sherry?
I don't know, man.
Sherry?
Yeah.
That's clever. Go ahead.
Okay. On WWE.com, the day it happened, they said she died of natural causes. Well, that newscast just said a while ago, it come up. It said whatever you call it, the autopsy, said she didn't die of natural causes. She died of murder.
Uh-oh. Mm. And? Jamie?
And I believe McMahon's behind the whole thing.
I think you're right.
He is quite a mastermind, that Vince McMahon.
He really is. I mean, I've watched him on TV, and I can look into his eyes and see that
he's
that
got
guy,
that look, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of shifty.
But I do like his hairpiece, so.
Is that a hairpiece? I thought it was real. I thought all of that stuff I saw on WWE was real, and especially his hairpiece.
No, his hairpiece is faker than wrestler himself.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that Vince McMahon has a fake hairpiece but runs a real business?
Well, when he's out, when he's not wrestling in the ring, he's wearing a hairpiece.
Gotcha.
So you think Vince McMahon is doing a little bit of steroid deals in the back rooms, the back halls of the WWE?
You know, let me state this. I could be wrong, but it needs to be investigated.
Well, you may be right about that. I don't know if Vince would get his hands wet in all that. I don't know why
this
would he risk...
This is the same guy that invented the NWO.
Wait, why would he... You mean the NWO is like the wrestling organization, right?
Yeah, they have the New World Order right there.
Right,
it's
right.
Not like they're not proclaiming it from the rooftops, Ian.
No, not that New World Order. There is a New World Order, but, you know, that's fake.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's in charge. So let me see. Well, don't you think it'd be smarter though for Vince McMahon to maybe have his son or his daughter do the steroid deals? At least that way he could sort of distance himself and say he didn't know what was going on.
His name is McMahon.
Yeah. What about it?
That's what I refer him to. Remember in the 80s how Jesse the Body used to refer him to on Saturday Night's Main Event? Remember that show?
I remember Jesse the Body, and I remember all of his feathered boas and that sort of thing, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah. On the night he blew up in his car, Jesse the Body was on there. Jesse Ventura is not his real name, by the way.
Right.
but he said that there's two dictators in this world. One is in entertainment, and one is of the free world.
Uh-huh.
And guess who those are?
Vince McMahon and...
George W. Bush.
Yes.
Jamie, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
I think they're in cahoots.
800-259-9231. It doesn't seem very plausible that Vince McMahon is going to get his hands dirty with steroid deals when he's making money just hand over fist with the WWE. That doesn't really click. Doesn't really make sense. But having his son or daughter do the steroid deals might be a little bit of extra cash for them. That might not be a bad idea.
I don't have any problem with people who want to get big using steroids. I think
it's kind of stupid.
It lays waste to your body in a lot of ways, and people should be aware of that.
Roid rage, too, right?
Ever try anything like that. But, you know, I think that if that's what they want to do, then that's what they should be able to do. And I think that wrestling, to a large extent, has built on the backs of people that have used steroids. I don't know.
It's true.
I wouldn't say that Vince McMahon was necessarily involved, but I think that people understand that you've either got to be born freakishly large, or if you want to be a wrestler, you've got to take steroids.
It's probably one of those things, too, where the guys who are in the business, and we know a couple of them, Mark, the guys who are in the business, they probably know, right? You know, whispers in the locker room, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with sports. You know, you probably know who the guys are that are, they call it juicing, don't they? Juicing? The steroids?
I don't think that they would call it that in wrestling, because juicing in wrestling is taking a sharp ring and cutting your forehead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know. Anyway, I think they probably know who it is that's doing these things. But a lot of good all the laws have done, huh? I mean, look at this tragedy. You've got a wrestler, superstar, who has allegedly killed himself and murdered his... Before that, he murdered his wife and son. That's apparently the story at this point, mm-hmm. as I understand. I have not been following it closely. But, boy, the war on drugs really put stop to that, didn't it? But it really prevented him from getting his hands on those steroids and then killing his wife.
Even more obvious, it seems to me that WWE wrestlers essentially prance around on television advertising their steroid use every single week. I'm not saying that this is a bad thing. I'm for them being able to do it. But isn't it strange that somehow the DEA has never gotten involved with these guys? I mean, you know, they're famous and stuff. They wouldn't want to go after them.
Well, that's what I was just thinking, Mark. What happens when the special tribunal is called, like they did with the baseball guys, and they call down Vince McMahon and the other wrestlers and start interrogating them?
Well, McMahon's a tough cookie. I hope he stands his ground.
I hope so, too. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey.
Shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you. And Mark, join us online, freetalklive.com. The place to go. All the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. And that may include and does include the live streams, broadband version of the show there, dial-up version as well. Both of them totally free at freetalklive.com.
If you're worried about opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, or meddling bureaucrats, you ought to be, because these people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself at KeepYourAssets.net? They are experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. KeepYourAssets.net.
800-259-9231 to the AMP line, Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live.
As much as I hate supporting conspiracy theories, there's certainly some interesting news out there.
All right.
I'd love to share it with you. Well, an anonymous user operating a computer traced to Stamford, Connecticut, home of the WWE.
Isn't that where you live?
It's right very near it. I'm less than a half an hour away.
So you're caught up in this whole stuff.
I possibly could be. Who knows? Anyway... An anonymous user posted an entry to pro wrestler Chris Benoit's biography on Wikipedia.org, announcing the death of his wife, Nancy, at least 13 hours before police in suburbia Atlanta said that they found her body along with her husband's and that of their 7-year-old son.
Hmm. What's that mean, man?
Well, it means that somebody knew that the murder was going to occur 13 hours before it happened.
Hold on a second. The murder happened at a certain time, and it was posted 13 hours in advance of the murder, or did they just not find the body until a long time later?
Is there any chance that this is confusion over the international dateline and stuff? Because I've noticed on the Internet sometimes I get confused about times because they'll have it in Pacific Standard Time.
This is on Fox News. It's not any sort of confusion. It's been all over the net today on that one, because essentially what happened is somebody updated Benoit's Wikipedia article 13 hours before anyone knew that the murder occurred and said Benoit's, basically said that his wife is going to be murdered 13 hours before it happened.
Wait. Now, it says here that the posting went live on Wikipedia at 12:01 in the morning on Monday, and then the police found the bodies at 2:30 in the afternoon. So it sounds to me like, you know, when are they saying the murder actually happened? Because there's a difference between finding bodies and the time the murder happened.
Well, yeah, absolutely, you're right. Who knows? This posting was made before anyone else knew about the murder. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
I mean, that's the important part.
What are the theories going around here? That Vince McMahon was actually in on this, or what?
Who knows?
Or Benoit went and posted it, and then he offed himself? I mean, that doesn't seem likely, right?
Well, it's also kind of impossible since Benoit was in Atlanta and this occurred in Stanford, unless he took a flight.
Okay, I don't know enough about the case. Honestly, I haven't been reading much about it. How was Benoit in Atlanta?
Where he lives. That's where his family is. That's where the bodies were found.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh.
But he's from Atlanta, it was posted Georgia. That's from where Connecticut? He lived. That's where the bodies were found. However, the posting to Wikipedia was made from a computer whose IP address was traced back to the WWE headquarters in Stanford.
Very suspicious.
So
now he's really dead, right? They didn't like hire the police department for a little extra publicity.
I think the WWE is getting a lot of mileage out of this.
Yeah, they certainly would be if that's true. If this is all a hoax, well, I think that the WWE is going to face legal repercussions if this is a hoax. I think that there's going to be some people that are a little irritated.
No, I can't imagine it's a hoax. I mean, the police wouldn't have said they found bodies if they didn't find bodies.
Yeah, I can't imagine that, no.
Yeah, I mean, I would generally agree with that. So it's certainly interesting. I mean, I guess in more detail, I mean, that whoever said it, that made the post, said... The post in this exactness said, Chris Benoit was replaced by Johnny Nitro for the ECW Championship match at Vengeance, I guess, which is the name of an event, as Benoit was not there due to personal issues stemming from the death of his wife, Nancy. And that was actually removed an hour later from Wikipedia with one of the moderators, I guess, saying, needs a reliable source, saying that his wife died is a pretty big statement. You need to back it up with something.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so...
So, do you have a theory at all?
I don't know. I don't follow wrestling well enough.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's getting them some national coverage. How often do we talk about wrestling on Free Talk Live?
Yeah.
If
I had any way to get in touch with him regularly, I'd call Torgo. The former co-host Torgo, he's big into wrestling. He might have some theories on it.
Well, we have a couple of superstars that listen to the show. I don't know if any of them want to email us their thoughts or how they're feeling. I don't know if they're going to participate in the discussion sort of anonymously. That might be a possibility. But I think they would probably be the most reliable sources.
It would certainly be nice to get some inside information as to what's going on or something. It would be great. I mean, imagine if Free Talk Live was able to scoop some of these major news sources.
Breaking
news. Appreciate that.
Free Talk Live exclusive. I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm too callous to all this because it's certainly a tragic situation. But nonetheless,
it's awful.
Quite an interesting wrinkle. Johnson, thank you for the information and the update. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. So I mean, would he have called somebody?
I don't know.
I said I just, you know, killed my wife? I mean, how is that?
I'm kind of skeptical after the whole McMahon death thing, but, I mean, it's at the same time, it's pretty clear that the police wouldn't have said anything.
You could maybe guess that they would have paid off the police department to do a little fake investigation or something like that, but seems a little unrealistic. And then I guess the DEA also raided his doctor's office today.
Yeah, they probably didn't get a DEA raid just for their whole elaborate hoax. Doesn't make sense.
I doubt that. So, hey, I guess as this case develops, we should probably keep up on it because people are obviously interested. It's intriguing for sure. This is quite an interesting little wrinkle in the case. Yeah. And 1-800-259-9231. If you have a theory at this point, that's all we've got at this point. How is it that how is it that his wife and kid ended up dead and somebody 1,000 miles away knew about it to update Wikipedia?
Yep.
And also, how do they trace the anonymous user? I mean, if the person was really anonymous, how do they, if they were using one of those anonymizer services or whatever?
Well, they may not have been anonymized. They may have just not put their name down.
That's a possibility.
I don't know much about the WWE, I must say. I have a particular soft spot for Kane, but yeah, I don't know much about the
we do love that gentleman.
Yeah, I met him actually one time. He was very cordial, but you could tell by the look in his eye he'd just as soon kill you. He's a sociopath.
I don't know about that.
Out of his mind.
Anyway. All right, so George Bush, speaking of sociopaths, he's moving towards a constitutional showdown with Congress, asserted executive privilege on Thursday, and rejected lawmakers' demands for documents that could shed light on the firings of federal prosecutors. He just rejected them. He'd been subpoenaed, and he just said, nah, I'm the president. Don't have to do that. Bush's attorney, I don't want to do that.
I don't think the Congress should be able to subpoena the president.
The Bush's attorney told Congress the White House would not turn over subpoena documents for former presidential counsel Harriet Myers and former political director Sarah Taylor. Congressional panels want the documents for their investigations of Alberto Gonzalez's stewardship of the Justice Department, including complaints of undue political influence. The Democratic chairman of the two committees seeking the documents accused Bush of stonewalling and disdain for the law, and said they would press forward with enforcement. The subpoenas. Quote, with respect, it's with much regret that we're forced down this unfortunate path, which we sought to avoid by finding grounds for mutual accommodation. We'd hope this matter would conclude with your committee's receiving information in lieu of having to invoke executive privilege. Instead, we are at this conclusion. Now, so you're saying that if Congress wants to ask questions of the president, you're completely for him totally ignoring that, huh?
Well, I think from a checks and balances point that they can't subpoena the president to show up.
Right. They're looking for documents.
Yeah, they're looking
here.
For documents.
And he's just saying,
my question would be, what's he got to hide? But
yeah, well, exactly right. And it just makes him look pretty shifty.
But it still all seems like a bunch of politicking.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. But nonetheless, it just points out that the president is actually above the law.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line has 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we'd like you to shop at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. We had, I think, over $6,000 worth of merchandise move in the month of April alone.
That's
which is pretty good. I mean, it's all over the map, too. There's 41 categories of products. So, I mean, everybody knows Amazon for their huge book selection, which, of course, they have a lot of, though. I mean, just tremendous amounts of books. But then there's DVDs, and then there's furniture and groceries and baby stuff, clothes, accessories, you name it. They sell it. 41 categories. Go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. And that's consider that your special portal for entering Amazon. It'll get you to the same old Amazon site with all the great features that you're used to. It's just that when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So get the shopping done you need to do. You're going to have to do it anyway. You might as well do it at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com as we go to Jim in Second Life on the Amplifier line. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys were talking about books earlier, and David Friedman, yeah, he is kind of dry. What I usually point to people when they are interested in free market or anarcho-capitalism is I point to the Rothbard book For New Liberty, because he goes through and he explains where the ideas for classical liberalism came from to begin with in America, and goes through the whole thing. Then he describes what the non-aggression axiom is, and then he goes straight into, all right, here is the problems that we're facing in America. And something we can all agree with, and then he goes, okay, and then we're going to start. And he starts off with like small things, like slavery, personal liberties, education, something that, you know, people can get a hold of. And as he's going along, then he starts, towards the end, he starts getting into the police and courts and how they can be privatized and military and all that stuff.
Very good. And that was For a New Liberty?
For a New Liberty.
By Murray Rothbard?
Right.
Yeah. Great. Great. So I think someone sent me that. It may actually be up on my bookshelf and it's one of those books I just haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah,
so
you can get it for free at the Mises website.
Oh, wow.
The audiobook. I was a minarchist just like Mark, and I went out to California and I took a train. I took a train there and I took a train back. And during the train rides and some of the free time I had, I was listening to this book. By the time I got back, I was just dead set into the old anarcho-capitalism.
Great. I like it when you don't have to pay for the education that you're looking for. So Mises.org has an audio version for free.
Yep.
Good to know. Jim, anything else you wanted to share?
Well, actually, one real quick. Remember how you have your simulator in Second Life that's now up for sale?
Yeah.
The 2nd of next month, July, is when Mark will be getting his right next to yours.
Oh, what was that? So nice.
A piece of land, a piece of digital land in Second Life. Yeah. You're going to have your own now, Mark.
I'm going to be named?
Yeah. A piece of land will be named after you. You won't you won't actually own it.
I see.
It'll just be named after you. It's like having a library named after you.
It's like Amerigo Vespucci. He never owned America, but it's named after him.
Yeah, exactly right. Jim, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So I found this interesting little story, and let's see what you think of this one, because I've got a spin that I want to put on it. The Justice Department from ABC News issued a public alert about fraudulent spam emails addressed to Dear Citizen. Now, this is a new one, right?
Okay.
You've seen the phishing emails about, oh, it's eBay, they want your account information, or AOL, or the Bank of America, or, you know, some other bank you've never done business with that wants your account information. Now somebody's put together some scam emails with Dear Citizen in the title. The emails purport to be from the Department of Justice and claims recipients may be the subject of complaints filed by the Department of by the department and forwarded on to the Internal Revenue Service. The email may include a phony case number and mention a complaint filed, or actually apparently it's misspelled in the email as filled, by a Mr. Henry Stewart, which sounds an awful lot like that guy that keeps offering me $10 million from a secret African vault.
Yes. I'm sure that that's true. I never even get to see these things anymore. I knew that it was a hoax the moment I saw it. Anytime anybody's offering you money to that, no, sorry.
They don't slip through very often. Gmail has I use Gmail for my email, and it has a very good spam catcher. But from time to time, they do make it through. Anyway, a Department of Justice logo may also appear in the fraudulent email. Spam hoaxes, or similar ones, have been discovered in the past using the names of other government agencies to trick users into opening emails, which could be harmful. The alert also warns that attachments to the emails that purport to come from government agencies may contain malicious software or spyware, which could damage computers or steal information. Now, I wouldn't trust the real government's email to not have malware that would lock onto my computer. The department warns recipients of emails that appear to be hoaxes not to open attachments to the emails and to delete them immediately. Now, that's fair advice.
Excellent advice.
When it comes to emails, it doesn't matter if it appears to be coming from the Department of Justice or if it's coming from, you know, your bank or whoever. If you weren't expecting an email with an attachment from somebody that you know, don't open the attachment. That's just a basic rule of email that I think everybody should understand.
Well, even if you do know the person, sometimes viruses can go in and replicate.
That's true. That's why I say you should be expecting the file.
Expecting it.
So be careful out there. But what I found the most interesting about this, and then they give you their website so you can report their, you can report these hoax emails. What I found interesting was that what really is the difference between an email that you receive from some spammer or hoaxer and an email that you receive from the government? I mean, which one's the real gang? Which one's the, you know, there seems to be a bit of confusion.
The government's not sending out emails, though.
No, the government's not sending out emails, but they do contact you out of the blue, and they are strangers to you.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you would put in, like, a real email from the government or a piece of mail from the government? Why would you give that more credibility than some random guy in Nigeria sending you an email?
Hmm.
It seems to me that when you're being contacted by strangers, you should act as though you would normally act when being contacted by strangers.
Who are you people and what do you want?
Yeah, exactly right. That's where I'm coming from on this. I mean, really, which is the real group of scammers? I mean, who's really doing the most scamming of the American people? Is it the guys in Nigeria trying to, you know, scrape together some money to buy breakfast with? Or is it the federal government trying to pass off its funny money as legitimate? I mean, who is really guilty of the biggest scam and the most consistent scam?
And who gets the most money?
Yeah, exactly right. And so here you are. You get this thing from the IRS, you know, this group of strangers out there calling themselves the Internal Revenue Service. You've never met any of these people. You certainly haven't contracted with them. You've not ever explicitly agreed to play by their rules, to read all their little law books, and not that you could understand them even if you wanted to read their law books. Who the hell's read the tax code?
Nobody.
I can tell you the IRS employees themselves have not read the tax code, most of them. I can't even imagine that any of them would have read the entire tax code. It's thousands upon thousands of pages, as I understand it. So they send you this piece of mail, 1040 or 1040 EZ or whatever, with their 60 pages of instructions for a one-page thing that you're supposed to fill out.
Well, they don't send it to you, generally. You have to go to the library or something and get it. You're just expecting.
That's funny. They used to send it to me.
I've always gotten mine at some government office, usually the post office or the library.
Usually they used to send mine to me with my address on them, directly addressed to me. Anyway, presuming they send this thing to you, as they did to me, they demand that you fill it out. And I mean, at least the Nigerian scammers aren't making demands of you. They're just trying to trick you.
Yes, well, and they're not going to come over here and put you in jail either.
No, they certainly won't. Though some people have said that if you follow their scams for a little while, they will try to get you to go over there, and then you might disappear into the arms of some, gang.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing.
They're going to abduct you or something like that.
Why is it in Nigeria that all these things come out of? Why not other countries?
Maybe, I don't know. That's a good question. I presume it's coming out of other countries. Maybe they're just getting bad rap. But anyway, either way, you're dealing with communiques that are coming from anonymous individuals, or I guess with the government, sometimes they sign their names to it, but you're dealing with communiques coming from people you don't know and have never agreed to do business with. Really, what is the difference between the two? 1-800-259-9231. Samantha in Texas, you're on the line with Free Talk Live. Hey there. Samantha in Texas. On
yes,
Free
sir.
Talk Live. Hey, what's on your mind?
Basically, I guess I want to pose a question to you, to anybody who's out there listening. Why is it because I don't support the war, or if I criticize the president, am I not patriotic?
I think you're more patriotic than most people.
You know what I mean? I don't understand. I know we did a lesson. I don't know if you remember me, but I'm still in school, and I'm basically one of the only people who do not support the war or the president, and we're doing a lesson on Vietnam. And I said, no, it didn't need to happen. And everybody looks at me, and they're like, oh, you anarchist hippie.
Can I talk to you more? I want to come back with you, okay? So hang on, Samantha. We'll wait through the news, bring Samantha back from Texas, and talk about this a little bit more, because it's a tough position to be in. And I think she's very courageous for actually being able to take that position in front of a class full of people that are obviously not with her. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is on the way. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...